When Kim Ricketts moved into the Central City neighborhood in Grand Rapids, Michigan, she thought the old boarded-up house next door was abandoned, but she soon discovered she was wrong.
Prior to moving here, I hadn't been exposed to the fact that there are a lot of homeless cats, and because I was next to this abandoned house, it became obvious.
The cats wander in and out of the house, through holes in the floor and windows in the back. Ricketts has a dog and two cats of her own, but she says she couldn't stand watching the animals next door, knowing they had no one to care for them. So she began to do it.
Esmeralda! Beautiful girl!
Ricketts estimates there are about 10 cats living in this house. But nationwide, experts say there may be as many as 60 million homeless cats. That's almost equal to the number of pet cats. Some have been dumped by their owners. Others are the offspring of these former pets. They're called feral cats, meaning they once were domestic, but now live in the wild.
Most of them don't let me touch them because a lot of them actually have never been touched by any human beings because they were born from cats that were dropped off. And they're kind of like wild animals, yet, you know, they're kind of like a squirrel that you get to know.
Kim Ricketts says she got tired of worrying about the cats all the time, so she made a commitment to help them. For the past 2 years, Ricketts and another neighbor have been putting out food and water for the cats and taking them to the vet. So far, they've had about half of the cats spayed or neutered. Ricketts says the cats are healthy and happy, and caring for them is mutually beneficial.
I look forward to seeing them every day, and they all have personalities, and I tell you, I'm a lot happier since I've met them.
But not everyone sees feral cats in this light. Some people consider them a nuisance. They complain that the cats spray around houses, yowl and fight at night, and carry diseases. Feral cat colonies can be found anywhere, in cities large and small, in trailer parks and suburbs, and their numbers are growing.
Just two cats breeding, and all of their offspring breeding and their offspring breeding exponentially can produce over 400,000 cats in just 7 years. They breed prolifically.
Linda Kelson is administrator of the Feral Cat Coalition in San Diego. She says the problem got so big, the shelters and animal control agencies couldn't handle it alone. So, like Kim Ricketts, Kelson and other residents took matters into their own hands. Their goal is to spay and neuter as many feral cats as possible. They say that way the population stabilizes and eventually decreases as the cats naturally die off. Kelson works with more than 80 veterinarians and 300 lay people who regularly volunteer to run free monthly spay and neuter clinics. In just 7 years, they've sterilized more than 10,000 feral cats and reduced the number of strays coming into shelters by 45%.
We recommend to people that they start small, and which is what we did. Our first clinic consisted of only about 13 cats, and we just increased as we had more veterinarians, more money, and more volunteers.
But some animal control professionals say there's a cost to sending these cats back out on the streets. Rich Meyer is executive director of the Humane Society in Kent County, Michigan.
When I see some of these animal wrecks that come in here, it's very hard for me to justify that. We see animals that come in extremely scared. We see them carrying diseases, and sometimes they're so debilitated they're in the last stages of a disease, close to death. So it's a humane concern for many of us. We don't want to see these animals suffer.
But Meyer says there are no easy answers. Trap and euthanize programs usually fail because they don't eradicate all of the cats, and new cats just move in to take their place. Other approaches are being tested, but none has been very successful. The Feral Cat Coalition's Linda Kelson says if there's one area where most people agree, it's that the problem isn't the cats themselves. It's the owners who created and perpetuate the situation.
Unless you turn off the spigot, you're never going to be able to solve the problem. As much as we and other organizations in town and animal control tries to solve the problem, as long as people keep breeding their animals indiscriminately, there is going to be a problem.
Back at the feral cat colony, Kim Ricketts agrees that it's all about taking responsibility. And she says if more people get involved, the feral cat problem might not be a problem at all.
I decided one day that I wanted to make a difference, and I thought I had to have a lot of money to do it. And somebody said, no, you don't. And I thought about it, and I said, you're right. All you have to do is just try to, you know, help out one animal or two at a time.
For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Wendy Nelson in Grand Rapids, Michigan.